Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Last week we did Pasuk Lamed Beis. We skipped a little bit, whatever. So Me'iras Hashem Beveis Rasha Unvei Tzadikim Yivarech. So Me'ira is a Lashon of Klala, it's a curse of Hashem. It's in the house of a Rasha. And the tzaddikim and the dwelling spot or the dwelling place of the tzaddikim will be blessed. So,
will be blessed, or he will bless.
Will be blessed. The house of the Rosh will be cursed, like he'll be cursed, and the boat of the tzaddikim will be blessed.
Yivarech is.
Okay. He will bless. I guess Hashem will bless.
Okay.
Okay, but actually before I just remembered there was something last week we didn't have time for. On the end of the previous pasuk, I'm sorry to take you back a step. On the where it said Ve'es Yishorim Soidoi, and Hashem will give over his secrets to those who are straight. So there's a very nice so the Gra over here said that it's a sign of how much love Hashem will have for that person, for those who are Yesharim. He loves them so much that he reveals to them his secrets. Because the person, right, the derech is to reveal a secret only to somebody who's a very good friend, somebody who's very close to you. So they there's a Gron Koel Elio in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, which says something on this. He brings down the of Lid Lashon Chazal Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. Yayin goes in and so it comes out. Right? On the very pasha level, of course, right? And then a person gets high and tipsy or whatever it is. He'll say things, he'll reveal secrets he wouldn't have done otherwise. But on a deeper level, we know that there's, right, well, people, you know, we know about on Purim, they say, right? That there's an Indian over here also of Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. We're not up to there yet, but the Gra over there says Yesh Lefarish Al Derech Remez. The Gra explains that Chazal Al Derech Remez. I don't know if you're familiar or not, but it's brought down. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kahano was like from the Talmid of Gra. He writes that like that was the bechin of the Gra, was to be Mefarish things Al Derech Remez. You know, we know that there's Pshat Remez Drushan Soy. So the Indian of Remez is to hint, right? To like find a hint to a Yisoid. So the Gra's Mahalach Bechlal in all his Biurim, all his Perushim, and if it's Biur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, or if it's Biurim on Zayar, it's like Biurim on Chazal, he's always quoting other Chazals, the Psukim, and he's always interrelating the Psukim with Chazal, which is really a bechin of remez. It's like the hint, so to say, to that yisoid. It's always find the shirish if you have Shulchan Aruch, so you know, he'll just be mitzayin, ayin, whatever it is, and it's like a shorthand to bridge to inyanim.
So
he doesn't give the whole explanation, but Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Kahano, that's a couple of big God. So yeah.
Also on the
Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't go into the details. I was elaborating on it. He doesn't explain himself. Yeah. So I think in one, if I remember correctly, this Isaac Kahan is brought down in the introduction to one of the Pisrei Sha'arim Sfarim of Rabbi Isaiah Zuchaver. They bring it down as like a as part of the Taktama. I think that's where I've seen it. Anyway, so Yesh Lefarish Al Derech Remez, the Gra explains this Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid Al Derech Remez. The Lo Yimtza Mila Soid B'Tanach Ela Shloisha. You only find, I think it's printed, you have it over there or something similar in some of the, I don't know. So he says you're going to only find the word Soid in Tanach. There's only three times that the word Soid appears in Tanach. And these are them. Diksivi, Veheim. There's Soid Hashem L'Reyav, that's one pasuk in Tehillim, right? The secret of Hashem is to those who fear Him. The Es Yisharim Soidoi, that's our pasuk over here. Those who are straight, right? Hashem gives a secret to. And then you have another pasuk, Im Gilo Soidoi Alavodav Hanaviim. If He reveals His soy, the secret, or He will reveal His secret on His servants, the Nevi'im. So says the Goyin, that's Nichnas Yayin Yotzet Soid. Yayin is Rashi Tevis, Yesharim, Yireim, Nevi'im, which are the three psukim, references to soy, right? That the soy is going to be given, again, Soid Hashem Lireyov, so that's the Yireim of Yayin. That's Yesharim Soidai, that's the second Yud, right? And then, Gilo Soidai, El Avodav Hanevi'im. That's the third group of people, Nevi'im. So, Nichnas Yayin, Yesharim, Yirei Nevi'im, Yotza Soid, the Rabbanim Shalom Soid, comes out and is revealed to them. It's a very nice group. Okay, so getting back to our pasuk, that's B'tor Hashlama. That's just to finish off from last week. But this pasuk now speaks about the curse of Hashem B'Beis HaRasha, says the Gra. The Laharasha Ha'olam Hazeh Etzlo Kabayis. For the Rasha, this world is for him like a house, Shubekvius, which means it's a permanent spot for him. He looks at this world as his Makom Kvius. Avol HaTzadikim Hu Naveh. But for the Tzadikim, Olam Hazeh is just a dwelling spot. Shenaveh U'Makom Dira Lefisha. Naveh is a dwelling spot, a temporary dwelling spot. It's a place where you're for now.
You say Zakeli Van Veyu.
Huh?
You say Zakeli Van Veyu for the Makom Mikdash.
Yeah.
Making it essence. No, it's Midrash Neveh, I think, right? Rashi says. Make him another Makom to say.
I guess because this world can't be considered Makom Kvius for him.
Even the Makom Mikdash.
So that's what the pasuk is saying, that for the Rasha there will be a klala from Hashem even in his house, because here this is his kvias, this is his bias, his kvias. Yeah, gamkin me'eris Hashem, and it's also going to be a me'eris Hashem. In other words, even in his house, which is here, he sees this as the ikur, this is his permanence, his olam hazeh. His olam hazeh is going to be cursed. Kol shekein, his olam haba is going to be cursed, meaning he's not going to get, or he's going to get only punishments. Olam haba.
The Rashi creates the hazeh by him, bam, is the kvius. Is his hashkafa?
That's his hashkafa. That's his way. Yeah, for him, that's, I mean, you know, neveh or a bias is just in relationship to the person. If you view something as your, right, it's a famous thing, right? The Chafetz Chaim, the number of tzaddikim that had suitcases ready for Mashiach, whatever. You know, they're on standby. But I think that if I remember correctly, there's a story with the Chafetz Chaim. I'm not so good with stories, but there's a story with the Chafetz Chaim where somebody, a passerby, came to visit him or came stop by, and he saw there was like no furniture. So he asked the Chafetz Chaim, okay, I can't vouch for the story because I wasn't in Chafetz Chaim's house. So if anybody discovers that this is incorrect or inaccurate, so, but it's the message that counts. But apparently the passerby was shocked at the Chafetz Chaim, the way he's living, it was like no furniture. So so he asked Chafetz Chaim, like, why don't you have any furniture? Where's the furniture? Chafetz Chaim said to him, where's your furniture? So he said, I live in a different city, I'm just passing through. He said, so am I. It's like Chafetz Chaim looked at this as a temporary dwelling spot. I'm not here for, you know, this is not my permanent spot. No different than you.
I understand, but the Kolshken over here seems to be that the Rosh has a klola even in his house, which is his kvius, in Kolshken Elam Habo. Now, Laman HaEmes, he is temporary, and Elam Habo is a permanent.
Yeah, okay, well, right.
So it's just the way he looks at it. It's not like the Kolshken is a Shach Kolshken.
Why is it No, it's not a Shach Kolshken. If I understand what you're saying, but it's not, the pasuk doesn't relate to Olam Haba with any expression, right? There's no word here related to Olam Haba. What he's saying is that even in his house, right, which is his perceived permanent, safe, secure spot is going to be cursed. Kol Shekein, in the world to come, that's going to, he's going to have a, because it's Poshet that his Olam Haba is not going to be.
It's not a Kol Shekein besides that this is a Mokum Kvias and Olam Haba is not Mokum Kvias?
No. No. So the and then the Neveh Tzadikim Yivarech, but the Neveh of the Tzadikim, he will bless. Let Tzadikim, Afila Neveh Shalhem. The Tzadikim, even their temporary dwelling spot, Sha'olam Hazeh Etzom Kenevel Fisha, because Olam Hazeh for them is taka like a temporary spot. Yivarech, he will bless. But Kol Shekein Ba'olam Haba, and Kol Shekein in Olam Haba, they will get bracha. Va'inyan, says the Gra, another Inyan of Remez, I guess. Shebayis hu yesoid bayis tikra. What is bayis? What is a house? It's a Rashi Tevis. Well, it really, it's made up of a yesoid, a foundation. Bayis is the house itself. Tikra is the ceiling. So if you take the Rashi Tevis, if you say bayis tikra, you have the word bayis. Right? That's what the bayis is the yesoid bayis tikra. But who? Seisur shall bias, who meaning soif teich roish shall bias. That's the beginning, middle, and end of the bias. Right? Because obviously the foundation is like the end of the bias, and the bias itself is the middle, and the tikra would be the top of the bias. That's the seisur of the bias. Vahu aguf oilam hazeh sheshneim besoid bias. And that refers to the body. The body is the house of the neshama, so to say. And also the Olam Hazeh, which is the house of the person in general. Right? So these two things, the Guf and the Olam Hazeh, are in the Bechina. They're both in the Bechina. They're both in the side of a bias. Aval HaTzadikim, Iker Shalahem, HaNefesh Ruach Neshama. But the Tzadikim, their Iker, is not the Guf. Right? Their Kvius is not the bias. Their Iker is the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Sheseser Shalahem, who Nun Vav Hei, is the their seiser, okay, which would be like soif teich roish again, is the neveh. What is the seiser? By them it works a little bit different, but you have the nun of the nefesh, that's the beginning, that's the roish, I guess, would be the, is the nun of the nefesh. Then you have the middle of the ruach and the end of the neshama. So that's the oisius of neveh. So for them, their ikr is the soif teich rosh, you know, of the nefesh ruach neshama, their soul is the ikr by them, and that is the neveh.
Why taka doesn't go? Why is it changed? And not Rashi Tevis anymore.
I don't know.
Sof toch. I'm saying it's taka. One is the sof. One is the toch. One is the rosh. Is
that, yeah, it works very geshmak. The second way, in a certain sense, is it's two different types of soif teich rosh, but. Yeah, there's something real, there's something very nice about the Nefesh of Neshama one. Okay. Vomar Eitzel Yeshor, Soid, Shu Yayin, is said by the Yesharim, the Lashon of Soid, which is Yayin. And I guess what's behind that is we know that the Gematria of Soid and Yayin is the same, right? They're both 70. So Nichnas Yayin Nichnas Yotze Soid, right? They're both the same Bechina of Shivim. And therefore Yesharim, by Yesharim he used the Lashon of Soid, which is a reference to Yayin. So again, this really, like what I said before, kind of is mashlim that, you know, it's like Yayin in itself is a part in Yesharim, Yireyim, and Nevim. It's a tzadikim.
You've the Yayin itself is a soid, not the Yayin Yotzei.
Soid shehu yayin. So he said because they're both like the same bechina. They both have the gematria of 70. It's brought down as far. Well. So they're like the yayin goes in. It reveals the soid. So it's like two sides of the coin, kind of a thing. Ve'itzal tzadikim yivorech shu abracha. And by the tzadik, use the lashon of yivorech, which is the bracha. Behovin. So he's really trying to indicate something more mysterious, apparently. You know, the inyan of the tzaddik and the inyan of bracha, that's what the Amos from is, that the bechin of tzaddik is what they call the bechin of yesoid, which is where the bracha goes down. goes down through the Yisoyed. It's the pipeline of bringing the Shefa down from above to below. So the Tzadikim are going to get that. That's the Bechina Bracha. That is their Bechina. So that's the Lashon of Yevarech. And by Yesharim, it uses the Lashon of Soid, which is Yayin. And I don't know what to say over there. I'm not sure. It seems that he's trying to hint to something deeper over there also. I'm not sure what it is.
I've heard different views. It says, but the Sisa of Nefesh Ruach Neshama is Nove, which is Netzach Lahud.
Yeah, I saw that he does that, but it's... it could be, I don't know. It's just a little bit, because it's missing one Bechina. It's still missing the Bechina of Yisoyed, which would then, okay, the Yisoyed would be the way the Tzadik. The Tzadik itself is... it's a little bit less Geshmak, kind of, the Vav is a... I thought also for myself, I thought that these three contexts of tzidkus, if you want to say, that we mentioned with Yayin, Yesharim, Yireim, and Neviim, it could be, we've spoken about the three levels of, you know, the spheres of bringing down Ruchnias, right, which is like Chabad, Chagat, you know, Chacham Bina Das, and then Chesek Brut first, and Netzachod Yisod. So the top row, so to say, is Chacham Bina Das. So I would think that the Yireim would be Kenega, that top layer, because we know Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. So Yireim would be a Bechin of Chachma. So that would be the Chabad level, the top level. The Yesharim, it's brought down as far, right? Yesharim, like the Lashon of Yisrael, which is his Bechina is Tiferes, Tiferes Yisrael, the Bechina of the middle, which is Chesed Gvura Tiferes, that would relate to the middle level. And the bottom, and then Nevi'im, it's brought down in this form. Nevi'im is Keneged Netzach V'Hoyd. Zohar and Arizal says that Nevuah comes through the Bechinas of Netzach V'Hoyd. So the Nevi'im would be that bottom level. So it seems that those are the three levels of Soed, you know, the three levels of people is Keneged, those three levels of Ruchnias, which, by the way, you could also say Chabar Chagat Naik could also be Neshama Ruach Nefesh. That's what Arizal does it all over the place, and grow himself with it. So, you know, so perhaps that's also Keneged the Yayin over there. Which maybe that. Yeah, okay, I don't know. Fine. Pasuk Lamed Daled. Im laleitzim, hu yalitz, if. What? Yeah?
Any limits to such
thing? Is there any what?
What are we supposed to say for such a thing? Like, there's Yayin, there's. Soit Hashem Yireo, Soit Hashem Yireo.
Not so bad to get drunk.
What's the.
He's saying, listen, obviously the Gra on a partial level, what he's saying, you know, what he says over here is just that the derech is the megal of the soy to the great oyev, right? So it's just the vartan is that you get close to the Hashem, you start to maybe find out information or find out things that are closed off to other people. You have access to other things, and Hashem has an interest to bring down those things and to be megal to you different things. That's, you know, the most basic level. You're asking on the remez level of like what all these things. That type of a thing. Anytime you have like a deeper machshava thing or oisius and kabbalah the gazak and all these things, it's each person for where they're holding is how much they can tap into it and get something out of it. So that's a very personal, personal thing. It's like the Sifra Hasidus. If I remember correctly, I think Reb Nachman of Breslov writes that every single word of Torah, I think in both Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, are all Eitzos. Reb Nachman was very big into Eitzot. You have different form of Eitzot. Everything is Eitzot. The idea of Eitzot was basically is getting out of an Avodas Hashem from every single word in the Torah, every single, you know. But Eitzah really connotes like it's a whole Eitzah here. Yeah. So Shor Shenogach HaSapora, right? What's the Eitzah? You know. We can ask that same question, and it's not that there's not an answer. There's an answer, but different people will have different.
That's an easy answer.
Yeah.
Not because without going into everything, but just because telling you show Nagahafar, it makes a shem mishpat. How you have a nizikim. Kiyum Torah is very simple to get to.
Yeah, okay.
Something
yeah. You're saying to keep the halacha, to keep the chashi mishpat of it.
I'm telling you what the yachas of our mishpat is.
Okay, yeah. So we'll take different examples. But
what we're referring to is Soyid. Soyid Hashem, what is that?
So I think I said last week already, I'm not 100% sure what this means. Like, you know, if somebody's an Adam Yasha, so is he, like, is that Ruach HaKodesh is the Soyed, or is it just the Soyed of Torah? What about the person's Adam Yasha, and he doesn't really know Torah? There are people like that. They're not fortunate enough maybe to learn, you know, but everything they do, the Yashas, they ask Rav all their Chashim Mishpa questions and how to set things up, whatever it is. What's the level? I don't know. I don't know what this translates into, what messages the person is getting, what is that level of Soyed? Is he going to have, like, you know, not necessarily even Ruchni Stigas Soyed, just certain things, you know, where there'll be a slip up and he'll suddenly realize there's a guy who's trying to cheat him. That's also a gather of like a Gilui Soyed, you know. Just happens upon, you know, there's different stories. Man. Somebody just told me recently, he discovered. Oh yeah, I have a friend actually. They discovered that somebody who had, I'm not going to give any prata whatsoever, but they discovered somebody was really cheating them in order, kind of, in a certain oifen, it's kind of stealing, whatever. And they found that, how'd they find out? The guy accidentally emailed them an email with all the stuff he was doing that he meant to email to somebody else. So that might be a getter of Hesi Sharam Soidai, that they're being Isaac, they were Isaac with this person, Biashrus, and Hashem reveals them a Soid that they wouldn't have been privy to. That's a very big mess up, a very big slip up for a person who's, you know, but Hashem organized and arranged it because maybe Dafka because of the Yashrus. So again, I don't know exactly what the Soid is. It's only Ruchnis, the Kazak, and the physical things of good. It's collective. So yeah, it's kind of revealing things that wouldn't necessarily be obvious to the person. Okay. Fine. So the next pasuk, Lamdalad Imla Leitzim Hu Yalitz V'La Anavim Yiten Ched. So to Leitzim, if a person is going to be scornful and so he will scorn him, and Hashem will make a Letzonis out of him. V'La Anavim Yiten Ched, and to those who are humble, Hashem will give grace. Right, grace, charm. So says the Gra, and this is a Yesod which is also in the Ibn Ezra at the beginning of Tehillim. Ki leitz hu hipuch shel onav. A leitz is the opposite of humility. It's the opposite of a humble person. It's an interesting, you know, chap. Huh?
So the
gaiva,
which is the opposite.
So obviously gaiva is also the opposite, but here there's obviously an inside, you know, a deep havana into what a leitz is. I guess the letzonus of a person might stem from this gaiva, but that's the chiddush over here, is that a leitz is mamish opposite to an ono. A person has humility; he's not going to make fun and scorn other people. So, sha'onav hu minan ne'lovim ve'ein oilvim, shoyimim cherposim ve'ein meshivim. The humble person is somebody who, you know, lets himself be embarrassed and doesn't respond to them. He hears their cherpa, their scorn, their shaming, and they don't respond to that. Ve'leitz u'hipukzeh, and the leitz is exactly the opposite. Shemechorei fi'yolitz achol adam. The leitz is the guy who's going to go and make fun of and shame and embarrass and scorn everybody. Hashem will put him for a shame. It's pretty scary, actually. You know, there's such a yitzhar, the Gra talks about this actually in Mitzvah. Also, a yitzhar of Latzanus. Latzanus not in the way of joking. Latzanus in the way of being scornful of others. And, you know, some people like making sharp remarks and deriding people. And, you know, and that, the pasuk is saying, Shmuel is going to, you're going to be next. You know, you're next in line. At some point, it's going to come and boomerang into your face, where Hashem is going to make and scorn you. So, be careful. Vezel im laleitzim, and that's what it says, im laleitzim, meaning im yitchaber laleitzim. If you're going to join laleitzim, hu yalitz al yidei acherim, then Hashem will scorn him through others. Hashem will also bring you, right, through others that are going to scorn you. Hashem will bring hu yalitz. V'la anavim, Hashem im cherposim veinim meshivim. Yeah. What's that? Yes, it's interesting, like the im yischaber laleitzim. It's like, well, I mean, he's obviously learning it because of the lashon of the pasuk. Like, otherwise, it should say im leitzim hu yalitz. You know, if you're a leitz, but im la leitzim, he's learning is that he's mischaber to leitzim. So, like, what is that meaning? You dafka, like if you become like a part of a group of leitzim, that's what a little shtickle that's yeah. But I think it's probably rebusa, like you're saying, it's probably rebusa, right? That's what you meant by rebusa, that even if you just join them, and not necessarily you're not necessarily the one that's actually actively doing the litzanus. That's what you meant. Yeah, it could be that's no, but that was that's what you were suggesting. It makes sense. It makes sense, like that. Even if you're not like that, which is even scarier, right? But itaka, you know, that is mashpia. If a person's ever been the buttress of someone else's latzanus, if it's one person, no. But if it's a group of people, even if it's just one guy saying, but it's that much more embarrassing. It's that much more shaming. Yeah. So even if you're not the one doing it, but you're just joining the latzim, it's like it sounds like that itaka is the pshat over here. So then Hashem will, you know, we'll line you up. You'll get your chance. You'll get your turn also. Lanavim, and those who are humble, Hashem mecherposim veinim meshivim. Those who listen, they hear their shaming and they don't respond. Mechnimas atzim lefadim ba'olam, and they are mechnia themselves. They humble themselves before every person in the world. Yitein chayin, yitein hakadosh baruch hu lochein bein habrias. Hashem will give him charm and grace in the eyes of the brias. Many people feel that it's not safe to humble themselves too much to other people. You know, you have to have like a certain amount of kavod to yourself. If you're too humble, and the emes is that it works the opposite. People are attracted to humility in people. That people like that. But here you see it's not just a vart. And why do people like that? It sounds like it's yitein chein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that person chein bein habrias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a bracha that if a person is taka humble with others. I mean, in the Metzias you see it. In Metzias you see that people like humble people. And after the more that a person tries to make a show of himself, you know, it might, on a chitzenius, on a superficial level, he might get like a lot of hype and a lot of, you know, friends maybe it is, but at the end of the day they're all nervous of this guy, and they're not really, it's all fake, exactly, it's all very superficial. The people that really get a liking of, and people take to and really like, those are the people that are humble. They don't think they have too much of themselves, they don't try to hurt other people. Those are the people, and it sounds over here that teva that we see in the world is not just a vartan teva, but that the Kishbohu gives a bracha of chayim to the humble people. La'anovim yitein chayim. Okay, we'll stop here.
Sure.